Hello, Boo. It's a Saturday afternoon in the Naples area, and once again we are with Mia Mattson Mercer, the founder and director and president of Animals Without Limits. Mia, we understand you've had a little bit of a disappointing, but also a successful day. Can you talk and compare and contrast a little bit what happened today?
Today have really been a good experience day, even if it's been negative. Well, our morning started out great, thanks to a great article. A lady called up and donated 6 big bags of dog food and dog shampoos. And that was really wonderful, and to hear about her story about 7 dogs and 4 cats that lives together with her. And but then we had to go away and pick up fish that we were rescuing, if we could say that. They were PCSing and moving to Hawaii and could not bring them with them. So we went there and picked them up.
So you now have 3 fish, or did you find a home for them?
Well, we were lucky. On our way over there, we got a phone call from a couple that were willing to adopt these 3 fish. And so we arrived to this lady's house, and she hands me over a Ziploc bag, a plastic bag with 3 fish in. And that made me a little bit surprised, since we didn't have any aquarium and we are taking care of the fish for her.
So you think that they probably should have done a little bit more? I mean, it's great that they were saving the fish from the toilet bowl, but they didn't go all the way. Is that what you're saying?
Well, exactly. The fish didn't live in a plastic bag. Obviously, they are saving up their aquarium equipment now till they come to the next country and will probably get new fish. And or we could have got some warning, so we could have had all the equipments ready for the fish, but now a Saturday evening, I had to run around looking for aquariums and food for them.
Okay, but the bottom line is with these fish, Willie, William, and Flipper, they are now with a new home and a new family, and they have an aquarium, and all is well that ends well.
Absolutely, absolutely. But what people don't think is that they are handing over a problem to us. It's not that we're going to find a home for them. Maybe we don't have money. I don't want to use the donations that are going to surgery and medication for dogs or cats to go to buy an aquarium. It's a help out situation. We will gladly help to solve, but they have to give us everything, equipment, or a donation saying, sorry, here.
Okay, so was this the most disappointing thing of the day, or maybe there was something else?
Oh boy, yeah. Just to tell me how our day can be is that I got an email from a young girl who was leaving Italy to go to college in the States. And she wanted help to find a home for her beloved pet rabbit. She had arranged a family, but they backed out in the last minute. And I got her father's email, and he would be here another 2 weeks. So that would give us some time to find a foster home or home. And so I went out, sent out a lot of emails asking, and we actually had a family who could think fostering, because then we can do posters and find a permanent home. And I sent that information to the father, and I get an email back where he says that God bless me for the help and everything, but he had put the rabbit outside a closed pet shop and left it there and prayed to God that everything would solve. And that made me really angry.
Yeah, it's bad enough for dogs here. One can only imagine what a rabbit would do on its own outside a pet shop.
And once again, they are handing over their problem to another one. So it's not God helping. It is making a huge problem to the situation.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have today. Bye, Boo.